Risa Gerlich is a sociology professor at Northern Arizona University, and last year she decided to study roller derby as a subculture.
So it's this interesting combination of what society sees as feminine and masculine. You can express your femininity by your name or the way that you dress, but you're also super aggressive and powerful and really strong.
Gerlich launched her research project after she began playing roller derby on a whim. She had never played a team sport, and Gerlich says it transformed her life.
I'm 46 years old, and I'm drawn to a sport where I can get hurt, but I'm so drawn to it that nothing else matters.
According to Gerlich's research, this is a common feeling among derby players. It's not only a sport for them, it's a lifestyle, complete with alter egos ranging from clever to crude. Margo McClellan is a player with Flagstaff's high-altitude roller derby team. But on the track...
My derby name is Pippi Longstockings, and that comes from my childhood hero, Pippi Longstocking.
McClellan, or Pippi Longstockings, plays for Flagstaff's Dark Sky Starlets.
We're not supposed to be aggressive. We're not supposed to be loud-mouthed and obnoxious. And there's a little bit of that in derby, and I think just our derby persona is where we start with that.
At a recent practice, she says she was surprised she would enjoy such a hard-hitting sport.
Women have waited for so long to find something like this where there's some sense of camaraderie, where we can knock each other around and just be as aggressive as we need to, and then we're all friends at the end and we all give each other hugs and it's great.
Drama has always been part of roller derby. It started out as a long-distance race in the 1930s, where teams of two would switch off to skate as long as they could.
And now we find that the seventh skating period is coming up, and of course that's the girls. When the girls
the bouts could last months.
The goal of the derby was to skate 3,000 miles. This was supposedly the distance between Los Angeles and New York.
James Van Erden is the director and curator of the National Museum of Roller Skating. He says players realized that collisions were the most exciting part of the sport, so the rules were changed for the benefit of the audience. Early derby teams had male and female players, which Van Erden says might explain why it is so popular with women today.
So women and men were on equal footing during the derby since its inception. And that was one of the only sports back then, or if not the only sport, that someone could do this, that a woman could compete in the same sport as a man at the same time.
At a local bout in Flagstaff, it's all women, all the time, except for the fans. There are a lot of men drinking PBR and cheering on their favorite players. Ken Sager says he likes derby because it allows women to be powerful.
I think that a lot of women nowadays are finding place in roller derby. It's good for building role models for community as a whole, for young girls and, well, women everywhere.
But he also admits it's just a lot of fun to watch.
It feels like maybe uranium being compressed until it explodes, reaches critical mass. It's just so much energy. It's fantastic.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Sarah Kolb in Flagstaff.
Give it up for your bombers.